from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. The area defined under severe drought in North and South Dakota is growing. That according to the latest drought monitor released yesterday. The severe drought area is growing as excessive heat has further depleted soil moisture and further stress rain-fed crops, pastures, and rangelands. In North Dakota, extreme drought conditions increased from 30% to include nearly 36% of the state during the past week. More than half of North Dakota now lies within an area of severe drought, and 35% of the state was listed under extreme drought. Nearly all of South Dakota remains in a classified drought status, with roughly 41% of the state in severe drought and 10% in extreme drought. The latest drought monitor shows 22% of Montana is in extreme drought, with another 37% of the state in severe drought. Much of those conditions remain in the eastern half of the state. Meanwhile, 71% of Nebraska is classified as abnormally dry, and 47% of Iowa is classified as abnormally dry as well. Well, Scott Vanderwall, a South Dakota farmer, presented the unique challenges farm and ranch businesses face to lawmakers yesterday. Vanderwall, who is also vice president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says tax reform is important for agriculture because taxes impact every decision that's made on the farm.
Just about every business decision we make is tempered or affected by the tax consequences. And those things don't always fit together positively.
In his testimony to the House Ways and Means Tax Policy Subcommittee, Vanderwall told lawmakers that reducing the tax burden on farmers and ranchers would help improve their businesses.
Every dollar we spend on taxes is a dollar that we could otherwise use in improving our businesses, whether it's upgrading machinery or livestock or hiring more employees, which I know is important to everybody in the country and everybody in Congress.
He says farmers and ranchers need to tell their lawmakers how the tax code affects their businesses.
I'm doing what I can as an individual, testifying before Congress and letting them know what my personal story is and how taxation affects individual farmers and ranchers. So we would encourage everybody to let their policymakers know what their personal story is. That's a very important thing that people in Congress listen to. And to hear the individual stories on how taxation affects them is very, very important.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President Scott Vanderwall. And, of course, Scott is a South Dakota farmer. Well, as we take a look at what's going on more in agriculture, not a whole lot of time yet to talk about it. What we want you to do, and I know we have listeners in all parts of our listening area that are going through drought stress, make sure that your livestock is taken care of. Monday, we're looking for highs in the 90s, and in western North Dakota, in the Minot and Williston areas, you're going to be looking at hundreds. Make sure your livestock has plenty of water, plenty of shade. For Inside Agriculture, I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.